and accidentally simultaneously married Sansun Threadfic by Riona. Read by Nonplussed. Fandom The Untamed. Pairing Sansun. Nie Yao dated in college and got married in Massachusetts after Nie Mingzhi graduated while Jin Guangyao was still a student. They broke up shortly after he graduated, but didn't get the marriage annulled. Xiao hooked up as a rebound for Jin Guangyao and got married in L.A. Lan Zicheng was drunk and has no memory of this. And Jin Guangyao didn't want to bring it up and disappeared shortly after. So Lan Zicheng knows that Nie Yao were married at one point? Nie Mingzhi doesn't even know that Xiao hooked up, and neither of them knew that Lan Zicheng was married. At the registry office, they get told, "You can't get married to each other, you're both already married." Shifty looks from both of them. They go on a wild road trip across the country to find Jin Guangyao and have a heated conversation on the way in which Nie Mingzhi interrogates Lan Zicheng about his relationship with Jin Guangyao, and Lan Zicheng interrogates the reason why Nie Yao broke up in the first place. Lan Zicheng's like, "I'm just saying it seems like you were happy one minute and broken up the next, and neither of you really knew how or why it happened or had time to process. Maybe you should just talk to each other?" And Nie Mingzhi is like, "Well, it sounds like you'd rather I get married to Jin Guangyao instead of you, or maybe you want to marry him instead of me, so maybe we should call the wedding off." Lan Zicheng, internally, like, "Well, I've got some great fucking news for you, buddy." Meanwhile, Jin Guangyao has been legitimized by his dad, who is pushing him into an arranged marriage with his business partner's daughter. Wen Qing is also gay and in love with Jin Guangyao's half-sister, so neither of them are thrilled about this. So Jin Guangyao's wedding falls a couple of days after the marriage act. It's the morning of. He gets woken up at 6 a.m. to a frantic and incessant knocking on the door. He's stressed off his nut, got 1.5 hours of sleep, and has possibly the worst day of his life coming up, so he is understandably pissed off when he answers the door wearing nothing but an oversized college t-shirt, definitely Nie Mingzhi's, and boxers. Whatever words he was gathering to say to whoever is knocking on the goddamn door dry up when he sees both of his ex-boyfriends standing there together, both looking very uncomfortable. "I'm getting married," is what eventually blurts out. Lan Zicheng goes a little pale and his forehead creases with stress. Nie Mingzhi snorts and says, "The fuck you are," and pushes past Jin Guangyao into the house, dragging Lan Zicheng by the hand. Jin Guangyao sighs, goes to get dressed, leaving Nie Lan to stand awkwardly in the entrance while he changes, and comes down to have a chat. Jin Guangyao's like, "Explain."
"You can't get married if you're already married to somebody else."
"I'm not married to anyone though. We broke up ages ago."
"Yes, you are. You are married to us."
What?
"We never got the marriage formally annulled, and apparently it's still valid."
Lan Zicheng looks at him.
"Did you know that we were also married?"
Jin Guangyao, momentarily speechless.
"That was a valid ceremony?
The officiant was dressed like slutty Jesus. That should not have been a legally binding contract.
Anyway, how did you even know I was getting married? I blocked both of you on everything when my father legitimized me. And I didn't think we sent invites to anyone from your social circles. It's very kind of you to come all this way to let me know."
And Nie Lan are like, awkward shuffling.
Nie Mingzhi holds up his left hand to show the ring.
"Actually, we were going to get married to each other."
And Jin Guangyao's like, pleading face, crying face, oh, of course that makes more sense. So it gets to like 9 a.m. when people start existing and they start phoning lawyers, and Jin Guangshan calls Jin Guangyao to berate him, check on the wedding progress, and people start trying to talk to Jin Guangyao, and he ends up being late to the first wedding thing he has to do.
Nielan are phoning a divorce lawyer to get both of the marriages annulled in the next 5 hours.
Jin Guangyao says, "I'll phone a lawyer," and opens up his notes app and starts pressing random buttons, holds the phone to his ear, and is like, "It's engaged, I'll try again later." It's sabotage time, baby. He has no plan here. He just knows suddenly and passionately that he doesn't want to get married to Wen Qing, and he doesn't want Nielan to get married without him. So eventually, he's almost an hour late to the wedding venue, and Nielan have got him into his tux and driven him straight there rather than via his family's house via limo. So they get there. Jin Guangyao looking immaculate in a white suit. Nielan looking grimy and sleep-deprived after 3 days of sleeping in their car. Jin Guangshan is already apoplectic at the delay. He's like, "Why are you so late? Why have you brought two homeless waifs? Is it not enough that I dragged you off the street and gave you everything you asked for? Now you bring more vagabonds into our house and don't even have the decency to show up on time to your own wedding?" Jin Guangyao, very calmly and decisively, "This is not my wedding." Jin Guangshan's like, "What?" Jin Guangyao's like, "I'm already married." Jin Guangshan's like, "You what? To who?" Jin Guangyao's like, "To these homeless vagabonds." Oh, and by the way, they're not homeless vagabonds. They're the heirs to the Nie and Lan corporations. They just got a little grubby in transit. Jin Guangshan looks like he's about to have a stroke. Jin Guangyao makes eye contact with Wen Qing, who has come out of the dressing room to see what's going on, and looks pointedly at Qin Su, sitting in the third row, and says, "But that doesn't mean no one can get married today." So Jin Guangyao gets disinherited and kicked out of the house, and Nielan are like, "Well, it's not technically our fault, but also we are definitely why this happened, so we're going to take responsibility and move in into their own house. And there was only one bed." Jin Guangyao tries to sleep on the couch, but Nie Mingzhe remembers that Jin Guangyao had spinal trauma from falling down the stairs. Nie Mingzhe believes this, Lan Xichen has doubts, as a child, so he shouldn't sleep on the couch. So Nielan alternate nights of who sleeps in the bed with Jin Guangyao. On Lan Xichen's nights, Xiao have long, deep conversations, often centering around Nie Mingzhe and both of their individual relationships with him. Hearing Lan Xichen talk reminds Jin Guangyao of all the things he loves about Nie Mingzhe and makes him fall deeper in love with Lan Xichen. Lan Xichen finds out more about the Nie Yao breakup and gets deeper insights into both Nie Mingzhe and Jin Guangyao. He already knew he liked Jin Guangyao until he mysteriously disappeared after their hookup, but now that he's getting a chance to actually get to know him, he's realizing he likes him even more. On Nie Mingzhe's nights, they don't talk before falling asleep. Nie Mingzhe says a gruff "night" before rolling over and passing the fuck out. Jin Guangyao listens to him snore for a long time before he can fall asleep, remembering all the times they used to fall asleep together before it all fell apart. Every morning, he wakes up cocooned in Nie Mingzhe's arms and pretends to still be asleep until Nie Mingzhe wakes up, disentangles himself, and gets out of bed. They have been living together for just over a week and are starting to form a routine. Lan Xichen wakes up first, sets up breakfast, and starts the coffee. Nie Mingzhe gets up second, goes for a run, and joins him. And Jin Guangyao comes down last after a shower, where he furiously and shamefully jerks off to the memory of both of his housemates' touches, and they go about their day. Nie Mingzhe and Lan Xichen go to work. Jin Guangyao works from home and cooks dinner. They get back and eat. Lan Xichen makes tea, and they drink it while reading or chatting or watching TV. Then they go to bed. After this has been going on for a little while, Nie Mingzhe asks, "Did the lawyer ever call you back?" Jin Guangyao startles,
because he had almost forgotten why they were cohabiting in the first place and is immediately filled with guilt. Nialan are engaged. They want to get married, and they can't because they're both already married to him. And they can't even have sex because he's there and sleeping in their bed. He's a terrible person. So he gets out his phone and calls the lawyer, and they're really confused. You're married to two people already, and they want to what? But eventually, he gets the paperwork sent over and signs both divorce papers and hands them to Nialan, and they get put in the to-complete pile of filing in the office. Both Niamingzhi and Lan Xichun look at it sort of half-heartedly every now and then, and things just keep going. Jin Guoyao starts looking at one-bedroom apartments he could afford, but he finds he doesn't want to live too far away from Nialan for reasons, and obviously they live in a super fancy neighborhood, so he just can't find anywhere appropriate. Eventually, though, he finds a tiny flat share arrangement with a friend of a friend, and he's packing his belongings when Nialan get in from work one evening. Niamingzhi is like, "What are you doing?" Jin Guangyao's like, "I'm getting out of your way. We're not married anymore. You don't have to feel guilty about that or responsible for me anymore. You can have your bed back properly and I won't be your problem anymore." Niamingzhi gets angry about this because how dare Jin Guangyao just make this decision on their behalf? Why does he always assume the worst of Niamingzhi? Why does he assume Niamingzhi sees him as a problem? This is exactly what happened last... Wait a minute. Lan Xichun is looking at him meaningfully. Jin Guangyao is looking resigned and sad, so Niamingzhi says, "Stay?" Jin Guangyao's like, "Why? We're not married anymore. You two can get married to each other and I won't be in the way anymore." And Nialan are like shuffling their feet sheepishly. Eventually, Lan Xichun gently takes the suitcase from Jin Guangyao's hand and pulls both of them through to the kitchen to have tea and talk. And Lan Xichun's like, "Well, you see, actually, the thing is..." And then they tell Jin Guangyao that neither of them have signed and sent off the divorce papers, so technically, they are both still married to him. Jin Guangyao is incredulous. He thought both of them were barely tolerating him, but in fact, they both liked him so much, they wanted to stay married to him rather than divorce him to marry each other who they were actually dating. Eventually, though, he does have to speak up. "We can't keep going like this, though." Niamingzhi bristles, like, "What do you mean?" Jin Guangyao's like, "I mean, you and Lan Xichun are trading off sleeping on the couch. I can't stay here, in your bed, interrupting your relationship, even if you don't want me to leave. What are my options here?" Lan Xichun and Niamingzhi have a brief eye contact conversation that Jin Guangyao can't quite interpret. Then Niamingzhi says, "We get a new bed." Niamingzhi skipped a few steps there, which Jin Guangyao didn't even know were available for stepping on. Lan Xichun's like, "Azhue, our room isn't big enough for a bigger bed." Niamingzhi's like, "Then we get a new apartment with room for a bigger bed." Lan Xichun's like, "Excellent, it's a plan. We start looking for apartments tomorrow." And Jin Guangyao's like, "Pleading face, a new bed for A Yao and both husbands, pleading face." Niamingzhi does the slaps thigh to stand up thing and goes to look for a take-up menu since Jin Guangyao wasn't planning to be around to cook tonight. Jin Guangyao is still like, ?? Lan Xichun gently takes his hand from his knee and brings the knuckles up to his lips. Jin Guangyao watches, mind screaming blank, and eventually croaks out, "Does this mean you want me to stay your husband?" Lan Xichun smiles and nods. "If you want to be," he says. Jin Guangyao nods so fiercely he's worried he'll get a headache. Then Lan Xichun leans across the couch and kisses him very softly.
Jin Guangyao gasps softly and kisses back automatically before jerking back and looking around wildly for Nie Mingjue. Nie Mingjue is standing in the doorway, holding the menu he was looking for, but he doesn't look angry, just smiles encouragingly and nods. They all end up sleeping in the bed together, just sleeping that night, until they can get a new house. Because while technically they do all fit, Lan Xichen has ended up on the floor twice, and Nie Mingjue overheats so easily, they really do need more space. Both of Nie Lan stay married to Jin Guangyao, which does sometimes lead to some unusual shenanigans with paperwork and interesting questions just everywhere. Nie Lan also end up having a wedding of their own, though not officially recognized, of course, because they wanted the experience and to be able to call each other husband in some capacity, and also because it was very funny. The end.